This call is being recorded.
All right.
All right. Let me see. All right. This is a program. Can you guys hear me? Someone unmute yourself.
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
All right, here we go. This is a program to continue building a bridge to Shubhra, discussed below, which all by itself is as high a level of spiritual practice as there is anywhere on earth, and is for the most part far simpler to do and to follow. That being said, there's a ton of stuff to do, read, and practice here at the Super Beings for those on the path to mastery. But all that stuff is picked and chosen and put to use outside the group power and dynamic, and requires levels of discipline and practice our program does not require, and in fact would be less effective. By the same token, those thoroughly involved in our formal program being outlined here should not necessarily exclude from their spiritual practice the stuff found in Mastery Central. That's on the tab on the homepage, if anyone cares. This document describes a simple program, easy to follow, to generate tremendous acceleration and eventually bring about legendary level stuff, none of which would be possible without a group of people all on the same page to generate the right energies and thus geometries and frequencies to pull it off. You may have noticed that we have a sort of mission statement, which really just summarizes the full document, the Super Being story, detailing what's really going on Earth and what you yourself are doing here. I was called upon to build the Super Beings as a beacon to attract a certain kind of volunteer slash wanderer, very high level beings in Earth, people vessels, bodies, and has worked beautifully, as the caliber of being that you are is well beyond what my warm-up projects have attracted in the past. Then in Mastery Central, you are given a wide variety of methods and practices which seriously emphasize the alchemies in order to get clearer and clearer, more in command of your thoughts, more at peace, to expand your consciousness to apprehend much more of what's out there, and to become a clearer and more potent portal to flow higher and even higher frequencies into the shared consciousness grid of this quite flimsy simulated world. Although all the tools here are very powerful at what they are each able to do, none of it has been presented as a specific program that fits precisely with the core objectives of the Super Beings as a bona fide project. Such a program has been needed all along, but we have never really even hit square one until the beginning of the year. Then it all clarified in a really magnificent way, thus simplifying the rendering of this document. We'll start with the 102. Even though you may have read enough other material around here to know what that is, I'll encapsulate it here for ease of reference. Some time back, I made an inquiry about creating a certain substance with a super seer friend of mine. He went way out there to get a basic recipe, which I recorded. I started into that recipe. I asked where it was from, and the answer was Merlin. It came to light by and by that Merlin was within me, at least when needed. And this all led to the Merlin or Lapis alchemies, irrespective of the substance I originally asked about. That recipe called for 14 parts this and 14 parts that. When later on I was talking to another super seer, I asked how many people were needed for the first major breakthrough benchmark of the super beings as a focused group. The answer was 102. Later on, I realized that 102 is divisible by 14 into an important number, and the number string to the right of the decimal, having to do with the magic square I discovered 10 years ago. I then realized that the recipe's reference to 14 parts this and 14 parts that was a mathematically designed configuration, having to do very specifically with the number of people needed to generate some sort of vector or energy plateau, or probably more accurately, an engine for widening a stable portal between here and Shupra, using the alchemies as a primary tool for doing so. At our solstice gathering of 2015, it came to light that there were 102 discarnate entities quite pointedly present with us, and that a merger is well underway between these super entities and 102 of us. It's worth mentioning that it's come to light that Shupra is primarily of the feminine, and so we'll be using the word she. For those of you who don't know what Shupra is, she's a high fifth density sub-octave planet, absolutely huge, the size of Jupiter from our spatial perspective, with four suns and seven moons. She is beautiful beyond our ability to grasp, and we are in touch with her heart and intelligence, and she has designs on us. We visit there using our awareness by location system, or ABS, the training discussed below, to gain access. Since everything from Earth is a pollutant there, the strict protocols are in place for our visits. Everything and everybody there teaches every single trip, both consciously and unconsciously, depending on how expanded and in acceptance and knowledgeable you are with respect to higher scientific concepts. In consciously connecting to her, we're creating a bridge between her and Earth, thus flowing into the shared consciousness grid here, what is needed to help this evolutionary experiment move on to its next level. The prime objective. So with all that, it becomes instantly clear that our main objective is to get 102 people practicing our program, given below to the letter. As we go along, we'll learn much more about the impact of this 102. I personally see that there comes a moment when the 102 lock in a sort of target trajectory, like tumblers in a lock, where it just goes boom, and every single one of us are aware of a major shift. The superseer that kept seeing these 102 also saw the effect that they would have, especially after it all clicked in. And that effect was truly stunning on a global scale, one of the primary effects being peace and calm throughout Earth, which is a hallmark of Shupra. She is so beautifully calm and peaceful at her foundation. Love has its greatest penetration in the energetic framework of absolute peace, which is why Shupra's love is so ridiculously powerful and palpable. The reason for that is that the energies being generated through the alchemies and ABS are rather humbling in their scope. And when you have 102 people in sync and generating those required energies, you have opened a conduit of immense power and flow. And not one among those 102 can be a pollutant or impedance to that flow. The secondary effect of opening, balancing, and clarifying that conduit is our continued merging with the frequencies and energies on Shupra, thus facilitating what could literally be a phase shift to our bodies and vessels there, which we can create, recreate, and configure at will during one of those eclipses sometime down the road. Hold on just a moment, please. Bear with me while my heater cuts off. Okay. This is what some in the New Age world would call ascension, although we've done this very thing countless times. It's important to note that the 102 as a group will, and are doing so already, greatly accelerate its individual parts. And so, as always, our motto is to think and act on behalf of the group, and pretty much never for self. Hey, it's the Pirates' Creed, all for one and one for all, which, believe it or not, actually played into the writing of the U.S. Constitution, since pirates played a major role in America winning its independence. It's also important to note that from our perspective in the flow of time, the 102 are not yet decided. So if, for instance, you get the tug to be among the first 102, then by all means, throw yourself headlong into this effort, because once you make that decision, there will be any number of discarnate people suddenly with you in and working tirelessly for the merger with the super entity who is waiting for the opportunity. With that said, it's also of paramount importance to know that it doesn't stop at 102. We'll clearly expand to 204, still divisible by 14, and still resulting mathematically in the important numbers trading mentioned above. So in effect, absolutely nobody who finds us can be excluded. And everybody who does find us has done so for this reason, one way or another. What the impact of 204 could be gives me chills to think about. And we'll leave off on that and cross that bridge, pun absolutely intended, when we come to it. The program. Alchemy. When my career in the present embodiment as an alchemist started in the late 90s, it was of course impossible for me to know that this is where it would lead. I couldn't have known until recently the full scope and intent the galactic level council I work with was working through me to achieve. Anybody can experience Shupra with us just by joining in the gatherings discussed below. But here's how it essentially works. Without the alchemy, you can't access it at all, but you can be given pictures of it. And you can receive from us, those who regularly visit in the fully accessed way, energies, frequencies, and codes. Without the alchemy, you'll receive less than 1% of what Shupra has to offer, at least at this juncture. However, to be among the first 102, the alchemy is absolutely critical. Because of the primacy of the 102 coming together and getting in sync, making the decision puts you automatically on a fast track through the alchemical levels. And for all intents and purposes, it can be customized for optimal effect to get you where you need to be. That customization is described as you using your intuition and impeccable self-honesty to choose your way along the optimal path. But if you're unsure about your intuition and self-honesty, it's just a matter of getting in touch with us so we can scan the situation and set you firmly on the alchemical path. What the alchemy does, and this is just awesome to note. For those of you who haven't read any other material, we'll outline here what the alchemy does. And this includes for everybody and not just the 102. First, for those who have had multiple embodiments on Earth and even in this galaxy, it clears away bit by bit, depth level by depth level, meaning way within your own psyche's nearly limitless landscape. Everything you no longer need. Karma, emotional densities, toxic thought forms, and so on. This empties your cup, as it were, so that it can become a clearer and clearer vessel for the task at hand and for your own total balance and deep peace. Second, it raises your frequencies, and the most advanced of these alchemies can raise them to an astonishing level, even to being invisible to lower frequency eyes. After some time of use, a legitimate superseer, so many are just frauds, will see that your light is so brilliant that you can barely be looked upon. We have many people with such stories, and we wish they'd share them on the forums, but our group is weirdly silent about sharing such things. I myself admit a field that is 100 miles across, whereas your average field is from a few feet to maybe 30 feet. So without even trying, someone deep into the use of alchemy emits a field of beautiful, balanced, and transformative energies and frequencies known to emit from avatar-level beings, such as Babaji, all while driving down the freeway or sitting at dinner or at the cubicle at work. The field is less for the individual than it is for everyone else, once again in keeping with TSB's emphasis on thinking, acting, and in this case, emitting on behalf of everyone but self. Third, it balances the hemispheres of the brain, bringing your brainwave states into greater coherence and wavelengths that are below both beta and even alpha. This, in effect, puts your brain into a meditative state, even when you're at the ballgame shouting at the referees. So your brainwave states are, once again, at levels yogis achieve in the silence of the Himalaya, vastness, through much training and work, but you're just going about your daily routine while being in those states. We have, by the way, hooked people up to EEGs to prove it. This level of alchemy has been called the lazy person's way to very high levels of being, but the truth is that it's the most advanced practice there is on Earth, here at TSB, a click away. And if you doubt that, we'll put you in touch with people who will help you overcome that doubt. Fourth, it creates a null field around you, nullifying energies and frequencies that pass through your field at all times, every single second of every day. We live in a sea of psychic pollution. Horrible and painful things happening anywhere on this planet have an effect on you, your moods, your emotions, your thoughts, and actions. Being in this field of variously colored light nullifies all of that, so that it can't find purchase anywhere in your complex system of being. Along these same lines, it helps to protect you even from yourself, meaning that any expression from you of thought, emotion, or action, not of the highest and most balanced with respect to the Earth Project, will also at least be partially neutralized. But please remember that this doesn't excuse us from responsibility for toxic expressions of any kind. And if you're unable to free yourself of them, you won't be of service in the 102. All toxic expressions have to be immediately recognized and dealt with. And the best way to do that is to burst white flames from your solar plex and consume whatever is for energetic transmutation so that your real self can do something useful with it. This will come into play very importantly below with respect to Shubhra. Toxic expression also refers to the use of cuss words, which carry highly toxic energies, even when used lightly. Here's a page that will help you get clear of that root pattern for their use and all the detritus hung up in your system from their use. Cuss word energetic cleansing. While we're at it, let's address another critical cleansing and adjustment, which happens to be the pelvic bowl for both men and women. It's about clearing away all the sexually related densities from past encounters. It's a type of re-virginization, if you will. Since the higher functions of sexual energy, especially high-level ecstatic union, can be used to fantastic effect with what we're doing, we'll be talking much more about that in workshop settings. Here's the link for the re-virginizing. And there. Fifth, it creates necessary internal geometries, or brings about existing internal geometries into alignment with the Shubhra, other higher worlds, and especially those of other members of the group itself, facilitating the synchronization of each individual into a single organism or hub, union, and when doing so, functioning every moment of their lives with the power of the group behind them. ABS training. As mentioned, Shubhra can be experienced by anybody just by participating in our gatherings and are using the alchemy available here. But the ABS causes the experience to become a conscious component of one's life. The ABS is the frontline protocol for our visits there, making us responsible as we can be to be harmless in that thought world. It's kind of like this. You can go to Cosmosis Travel Agency and be shown pictures of Shubhra, but to get your ticket to actually visit and incorporate the full power of the immersive experience there, you'll have to go through the ABS training. The awareness by location training system works on multiple levels. First, it de-emphasizes the conscious self as anything but an observer and a recorder of incoming info, and in that way emphasizes the use of the organs of perception used by higher and much higher level selves. In this way, the students bit by bit shifts the center of consciousness into the head of the higher level beings. We refer people around here since they themselves refer to themselves as such. This in turn de-emphasizes the conscious ego in order to make way for their real self. Second, it rewires your neural pathways to perceive through channels far broader and less definition oriented than the programming of this third density virtually allows for, thus lifting step by step the lid off of perceptual limitations. Third, you become totally conscious in two places at once, which is very important. Let's touch on it. Every single night during sleep, you travel, most likely between fourth and fifth density planes, which are of course legitimate planes of being, but from our perspective are dream planes. Your dreams are interpreted according to you and your experience, perhaps turning them into 3D images and concepts. So yes, those quote trips take place, but not consciously. Since Shubhra is on a plane most here would think is a dream, then with ABS, we're consciously bridging to Shubhra, making it a totally conscious experience, adds an important dimension, and thus support girder or beam to the bridge. This system therefore calls for being totally conscious and not in any mind-altered state, such as in delta, although with the use of alchemy, we can achieve theta and delta while totally conscious. Fourth, you learn discernment, the importance of which can't be overstressed. We'll give you a real-world example, since it would illustrate it more powerfully than some generic explanation. Most energy healers and light workers out there are actually in and of themselves creating the problems they are then charging people to clear away. Most of them aren't aware that's what they're doing. In this way, you can see existence in two ways, the true imagination and your imagination. Learning to discern between what you hallucinate and what the cosmos creates is a very powerful tool and can be accomplished by subjugating the ego and self-importance, which ABS trains in no uncertain terms whatsoever. Fifth, you consciously visit Shupra and actually other realms with your eyes open. And with some of our graduates, the experiences are so immersive. They're seeing that world with the same detail as this third density one we affectionately call Earth. But more than the typical senses, how Shupra's experience provides a feeling and energy that is indescribable. Need we say more? Smiling. Gatherings. As previously mentioned, anybody can experience Shupra with us, and to do that in the most basic and least impactful way is to get in on the gatherings. We gather often, usually 3 times a month. These are called the Shupra calls. And if they're for something else, the invitation notices will say so. We monitor coronal mass ejections, CMEs from the sun, and the big ones will make an effort to gather formally sometime near their actual arrival and Earth's magnetosphere. In Egypt, we loaded up on materials available here at TSB and used the sun's current sheet, CMEs, and eclipses to raise our frequencies to the extent that we could dephase from this level. And we used it for many purposes, such as distant Earth travel to other gates all over the world. South America was a favorite destination. Also to astonish the lay people so that they would continue to worship us. Sorry about that. We also gather during the equinoxes and solstices for the same reason. For all of the above, we do this because the group energy, especially in opening portals, is orders and orders of magnitude greater than any of its individuals, thus maximizing opportunities presented by astrological and cosmological events, which can bring about great change in quite compressed stretches of Earth time. The calls are a blast and extraordinarily powerful, often providing spontaneous healing on many levels, including physical, even onto miracle level stuff. Our gatherings in the physical, however, are on a whole nother level, stunning in their beauty, life-changing every time, and elevating to delirious extent. We will have gatherings during the eclipses, where appropriate, at physical locations where the eclipses can be experienced visually, as they can be exquisitely powerful just to witness. But there will come a time when momentum will call for us to gather during eclipses in group ABS sessions, which we're doing now, obviously, if the eclipse is best viewed in that way. There will come a point of critical energy during one of these eclipse group super sessions where some of us will completely phase shift our consciousness into our bodies there. Yes, we have bodies there. And eventually a complete dephase of our physical vessels here. The practice. Again, we'll reinforce the fact that you can experience Shupra with us through nothing but the gatherings, but you will miss out on 99.9% of the experience. The program contains 3 central parts, so these are presented as the full Monty. If you will, the only way to optimally and maximally experience Shupra and therefore continue to widen, strengthen, and balance the bridge we're building to her. Alchemy, ABS sessions as much as you like, but we do group visits every Sunday and gatherings. Now let's tie it all together. As for the alchemy, for the maximal experience of Shupra, there are only a few that are requisite. Alchem and or lumen, interphase, Helios, gold, and platinum, and 7 rays. The first of the Shupra class alchemies are available as well, that it would be most efficient to use those outlined above first. By Shubhra class, we mean they are specific to Shubhra and are in fact more or less created by Shubhra herself. All other alchemical offerings here are extremely efficient for rapid expansion of consciousness. We don't really say spiritual growth because you already are a being of immense spiritual perfection, which is to say purity. However, believe it or not, the greater yous also use these alchemies. What we're doing here is expanding the capabilities, properties, and consciousness of the present physical form. The use of these facilitates a palpable connection to Shubhra and can be felt to pretty powerful levels in the solar plex and heart chakras. Those are the two places to start with, as purity of feeling and emotion and having them well balanced and under mental control is hugely important for an ever-increasingly powerful and open connection to Shubhra. As we continue to build this bridge, subsequent alchemies will address other chakras, really everything from the solar plexus on up. To have a ray or a beam of this bridge too openly established with the crown, for instance, would be too much energy. Same with the third eye. We'll give an example of one location you'll visit. There is a lake on Shubhra, a gorgeous deep blue, bluer than our bluest oceans, that is fed by seven waterfalls. The falls are incredible, miles tall, different iridescent colors. And from that lake, the ruby sun, when it is visible, is jaw-droppingly beautiful. Each of those falls correspond to the seven primary chakras here. The lake and the falls themselves exist for many purposes, not the least of which being for volunteers and wanderers and other being types who are helping in third density projects throughout the cosmos and need to take a bath or shower in another world in order to cleanse the various subtle energetic bodies. And just going to Shubhra with an ABS session, you will arrive in a gateway cave there, have your fields, bodies, astral or otherwise, screened, cleansed, and balanced. And then you move through an adjustment temple to make any necessary adjustments for your visit. If you don't already have one, a body, we prefer vessel, is created for you, since body has physical connotation. Likely as not, if you feel quite strongly about everything we're doing, you might already have a vessel and personality there. In other words, the you there is just one of your so-called higher or larger selves and is aware before you are, when you're going to be making a visit and make such preparations. Myself there is a cosmic wizard, incredibly high level, and appears to the senses only in a wavy, semi-physical form. His capabilities and consciousness are millions of times beyond this me's capabilities and consciousness, but Jason's getting there. Your consciousness then merges with theirs, and you perceive through their senses. Out of necessity, you're also assigned a monitor, who's there to keep you from doing any damage in that system should you fail to keep your thoughts where they need to be. It's possible yourself there is also your monitor, but probably not. That monitor will be with you every visit until it's no longer necessary. By no longer necessary, we mean that you have so thoroughly mastered your thoughts and emotions that you're in fact ready and able in terms of technique to go there at will, to literally live there, if you like. You then venture wherever Shubhra or her people deem as appropriate or needed for your experience. But you can, of course, ask to go wherever you like, such as the lake for deep energetic cleansing, which is more refreshing and specific to health here than just the cleansing and adjustments needed for your typical visit. Now, here's where it gets very cool. In using the alchemies that seriously open the connection between you and Shubhra, you in effect have an open conduit. Some among our graduates will reach a point where they can find deep sensual and sensate immersion there without needing the ABS. In that case, simply developing the feelings and senses for that connection and then immersing there can be while driving down a lonely highway or sitting at the office for a 15-minute visit. I require ABS myself for the full immersion, and I think I speak for all ABS graduates at present. Today is January 14th, 2016. So to give an example of consistent practice in using the Shubhra class alchemies, you can be connected to Shubhra at all times. But when your mind is on other things, the connection or bandwidth is diminished. The simple goal is to keep the bandwidth as wide open as possible, keeping the signal-to-noise ratio at a minimum. This is an ABS term, which is also used in electronic communications. If you think any thought, have any emotion, feel or do anything that is toxic, or even just disharmonious, the connection with Shupra is instantly and automatically severed. There is an extensive legion of beings vigilant at all times to protect Shupra from us, thus lessening the apprehension we might have to open that bandwidth. In other words, they're part of the team. Just trust they know what they're doing and endeavor to keep that bandwidth open. The practice is then to keep our attention on Shupra as frequently as we can. And when we're thinking or emoting in wasteful ways, to just gently return your attention to Shupra. If toxic expression get away from you, connect to them with your solar plex and engulf them in white flames. Once that's done, return your attention to Shupra. Now, obviously, this doesn't have to be done at all times since we live in a busy modern world and with a deliberately created myriad distractions. But I can tell you the bandwidth is wide open for me. And if I keep my attention on Shupra for something like 20 straight minutes, the multi-layered feelings generating in my solar plex and heart area combined are incredible, even ecstatic. Which brings us to ecstasy. We'll be using ecstasy and talking about it and how to achieve it, this state, including the higher use of sexual energy, as it is both the food of the electroplasmic body and is a facilitator for increasing union with Shupra. Some of us will develop the ability to center our consciousness within one of those electroplasmic bodies. They can be cloned by thought alone to do work here on Earth. I have many of those electroplasmic selves out at all times, helping people with various things. It's almost like being a character in a movie where homeworld or some such is in connection with her people who are all over the cosmos doing good works. When in connection, it's like having a visible pulsating organ in the lower chest area for me. That brightens as the bandwidth of the connection increases. It's really fun, and the practice of it is very simple. So let's draw a comparison. A powerful spiritual practice for anybody in the world, especially in Western culture, would be to establish a connection to the, quote, higher self. There are many higher density selves. Then keeping one's attention on that being as frequently as possible would become a potent, daily, moment-to-moment practice, keeping you from poisoning yourself and others with your toxic expressions, and then recentering your consciousness in a higher density plane, thus raising your frequencies and expanding your consciousness while occupying this quite slow-moving vessel. With our program as outlined above, you will be introduced face-to-face to the higher self existing on Shupra. You'll know at least vaguely what they look like to your earthly senses. And with that familiarity, you can connect to them at any time, given the admonitions outlined above. Although the more powerful attention method is to keep your attention on Shupra, the familiarity of one's other self there might be singularly helpful. So to keep this document as short as possible while being comprehensive, all additional techniques, practices, methods, etc., will be covered in other documents and workshops. On that note, all the practices, techniques, tools found on this site expand, increase, make easier, more fluid, increase health, and on go hand in glove with everything outlined herein. End game. The net result of all this bears many possibilities, and we'll keep them to some primary concepts. First off, you'll have to remember that you're here to help third density evolutioners to move on to their fourth density cycle of experience. And there comes a point when your contract is done. Volunteers, wanderers can get out of these contracts at any time, but the people from your world will probably prevail into talking you into honoring that contract to completion. Most volunteers, wanderers will just go home upon completion of the Earth project. But you, meaning you reading these words, have a choice right this second to go to Shupra upon leaving the mortal coil for at least a visit, a rest, and so on before going home. If you're a sixth density entity, once having left the present body to go to Shubhra will mean a step down in your frequencies in order to materialize there. By the same token, should you ever want to go back to Shubhra for a visit, you'll have to similarly step down your frequencies. Some of us actually hail from this place, Shubhra, and so we'll be simply going home to there. I wouldn't be surprised if there are social memory complexes on Shubhra who themselves are preparing for graduation to sixth density experiences and the full evolutionary cycle. Some of us are less defined as volunteers or wanderers than we are as galaxy architects or reality engineers, creators, and so on. We're the types that have no home. It's deeply emotional for us to know this, for home is wherever we are, and we therefore never have the intense longing for home that some of you feel. If in the practice of our program, as outlined, you decide that you want to go to Shubhra for real, you're either going to reach a point where you can do it by disaggregating your present body and incorporating its transmuted energies into a Merkaba and just going there, or you can simply pass from this mortal plane and choose to go there once having left the body behind. Most will probably go that route, for the level and dedication to the thinking practice outlined above might be beyond most people's ability to dedicate the time. In the end, if you're sufficiently expanded, you'll just go wherever the hell you want to. Big grin. What this does for the world can't be stressed enough. The way to bring the present evolutionary cycle to a close as efficiently as possible is to raise Earth's frequencies. When there are at least 102 of us practicing the above, 102 of us doing group ABS sessions, the power, the glory, the frequencies will be flowing into the system will be absolutely beyond belief. Heart stopping, chill inducing, tears are flowing. I know this because I'm already experiencing it. Shubhra's intelligence is more aware of everything going on around us than any of us could ever be while in these limiting organisms we call bodies. Her plans for us are what we are to follow. She is behind all of this. We are simply to let it happen, amp it up, and keep it clean. This has all been presented because it's time. It's time to stretch our starship wings. What is given above is the air under those wings, the destination for the starship's navigation systems, and the means to keep it at all harmless in the infinite cosmic sea of thought. The end.
Okay.
Great job. That was amazing.
So that was cool.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for hanging with that. I know that was a lot.
What do you guys want to do? I know. I'm looking at the clock and I can't even believe it's almost 8. I don't even get it. I would have sworn that was 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know, right?
So I think we can call it at that because, you know, believe it or not, you're all being, encoded even now. And so what we'll begin doing next week, I'll get this document up, read through it, make sure that you understand it. We'll set up a new forum for all questions having to do with it. We're going to start setting up the workshops. It's interesting that one of our really powerful members that, has a lot of trouble with computers and so she's not often around. She experimented in an interesting way with the alchemy recently and it created an ecstatic experience that she said was beyond anything she had ever known. And that one's going to be specific to women. And so, she's going to be, having that workshop giving it, I should say. And, it's just going to go on from there. And the snowball really was nudged to the crest of the mountain on basically my birthday, which was strange because I don't know when my birthday would have anything to do with anything, but it seemed to. And And Mary and I had a series of experiences together that were just, you know, it was just unbelievable. And I'm somebody who has experienced a lot. And that snowball is just going to build, and that's pretty much all there is to it. And I knew that it had to be presented in a way where the whole thing is just as simple as being able to keep your thoughts on something with which you are familiar, and have that familiarity grow, and then use other systems to continue to widen that bandwidth that your attention is the laser focus upon. And I'm here to tell you, now or later, it's going to become extremely powerful for you, especially if you're doing the full Monty. And that's about it. So why don't we just call it and reconvene next Thursday night, and we'll start with the super energy work. We'll get everybody who can actually attend together, so that we can generate the energies, as it were, to flow to all of you. That sound like a plan?
Yes.
Sounds good.
That's great.
Okie doke. Good night, all. Big love.
Big love. Okay. Big hugs.
Thank you.
Good night.
Love you guys.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.